someone who has limited vision, but a little bit of usable vision, has been a Windows user for eons, can use Zoom Text or Magic or something along those lines, has very limited use of their hands, uses the on-screen keyboard, cannot use a head switch because of a neck issue. What is the best way to navigate through the on-screen keyboard? I mean, I have a couple ideas in my head, but I'm willing to entertain other ideas if anyone has one.
Could they use something like Dragon Dictate?
No, they do have speech issues. So,
okay, I mean, okay.
And it's actually a non-English situation as well. So it's a lot of, yeah. Let me tell you what I did try. A trackball, because they have enough dexterity to move the trackball around. That works for a little while until fatigue sets in.
Yeah, this is Antonio. I don't know what this is called, but I've seen it once. It's not that much different from a trackball, so maybe it's not that helpful, but it's like a radio dial that you can spin left and right and click down. I don't know if folks have seen that.
Yeah, actually, I have seen that. Yeah, that. I don't know if that twisting the action would be more fatiguing or less fatiguing. Yeah, I mean, it may be a dime on one hand, 10 cents on the other, but thank you for mentioning it. Yeah.
Yes, Easter Seals does evaluations. Easter Seals, they do have 80 professionals that would do evaluations. So when I asked to speak, my suggestion was for the person to be evaluated by someone who's an ATP so that they can explore all the possible options, because it looks like they need someone to work with them to try a variety of options. The ones that have been suggested could be tried in combination with some other approaches. So that would be my suggestion. Now, how you pay for it, it depends. If the individual is eligible for MCB services, chances are that MCB could eventually pay for that evaluation.
So I get an email on my iPhone. I go to reply to it by dictating. So I do more action. I go to reply and I do a double tap, and sometimes a podcast will start up.
Sharon, are you getting one finger down or two fingers? Because a two-finger double tap, yeah, that's the magic tap. So it's basically play, pause.
So if I want to dictate, I do a one finger?
Well, you could do a one-finger double tap on it if there's a dictate button on a screen, certainly.
And if there isn't?
Yeah, well, then you kind of jam, because then the only thing you can do is a two-finger. But usually there's a dictate button on the keyboard. Yeah.
You might want to really make sure that you are in an edit field, that it is active, and that it is email like body, and that you're at the top, and that should do it.
Two-finger double tap. Yeah.
Yeah. iPhone email. I'm using Outlook. I have my inbox, and I swiping right each time to see the header, the list in the inbox. And if I want to delete it, I swipe up. And I think the first choice is delete. So I double tap delete. That deletes the message. That's all fine. But then the focus comes back to the next email. But before it can really read the next header completely, it says delete. I'm not sure. Shake to undo. So it's like giving me this hint to undo my previous delete, which I don't want to do. I just want it to finish reading the next header.
I wonder if you turn your rotor and turn to hints and turn off hints, what happens?
Oh, all right. Oh, I'd love to do that. I'll try that. Thank you.
So this is on the iPhone. Yes. with the mail app that comes with the phone. I've noticed recently when I, for example, I try to respond to a message, and I get myself, I'm pretty sure I'm in the message body and I'm all ready to edit. I edit the thing, I send it, and more often than not, people come back saying the message body is empty. And I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but it just doesn't seem to be focusing very well when I want to reply to a message.
Now, I could tell you one thing that happens, and I've seen this a lot, is that you hit reply, and because it by default quotes a message, a lot of times your focus is not where you think it is. You think it's going to be at the top of that edit field, but in reality, it's at the bottom. You say Frank sends David a message. Hey, David, what time is lunch tomorrow? And David replies, it's 4 p.m. You think that you wrote it above my message, but in reality, it was at the bottom. So people start reading it and think, oh, this is just my quoted message, that it's not there. So sometimes you're in that edit field. I tell people, do a single finger double tap and listen to what it says. It say at the top, at the bottom, make sure you're at the top.
I am a member of the Modern Disability Commission, and I reached out to Modern Public Library wanting them to institute access center just like we had it in Boston Public Library. And they were very receptive about it. That's on behalf of the Modern Disability Commission. But now the library wants a list of technology equipment they should install for the blind and visually impaired in their library, because they don't have any at all. And they were willing to do something. And then they were going to partner with the Disability Commission to do this. And I also think Vibog may have a role to play in this, just a recommendation of what should be in the library for the blind and visually impaired in the city of Morden.
As president of Vibog, certainly, is it possible that we could get a couple volunteers? Maybe we could come up with a recommendation based as a user group. I certainly could do that. Why don't you send me an email on this? And if anybody would like to volunteer for this committee, I'll aggregate those names. I'll send them to you. And maybe we could get a conference call, and we could probably maybe write up a recommendation based at, speaking as a user group of decades of visually impaired people.
Yeah, it's not for me to volunteer the names of other people, but Vibog Vice President Jerry Barrier is a Malden resident.
Okay, so you're in, I guess, Outlook. Is that correct? Is that the situation?
Yeah. And I'm typing away in a reply, and suddenly the focus, Windows is pulled away to something else, probably internet related. And well, I'm still typing away, and JAWS is talking, and I think I'm typing, but it's not.
Yeah. I think what may be happening, and this is just one of many possibilities, but it's something that happens quite often, more so now with Windows as being a service as opposed to just your static operating system, is that there's a lot of notifications coming.
Yeah.
And I think depending on, if you go into either Windows A or Windows N, depending on which version of Windows you have, and sort of poke around, there's a lot of stuff you could turn off. And I kind of notice if you start turning stuff off, you get a much cleaner experience, and a lot of that pull your focus away type of thing.
So for the reason you mentioned, Amy, as well as several other reasons, too much goes wrong when you're writing in the body of an Outlook message. Not to mention, if you're using Gmail, the drafts folder has been broken for years. It's awful. I've just gotten into the habit. I write my messages in Word, and then when I'm ready, I copy and paste them in, and I send them, just because too much goes wrong in the body of an Outlook message. Unless it's a very short message, I just don't deal with the frustration. I write it in Word. I copy, paste it in. I address it. I send it.
I'm even lazier. I do it in Notepad.
So a student of mine wants to do the following. Send a message in Portuguese somewhere, but he doesn't speak Portuguese really very much. So what I'm doing, what I've told him to do, is go into translation and, say the message in English, get the Portuguese version, and then copy this, and then go to message, go to where you put in the text, and then paste it there, and then send it. So, but he finds that too complicated. And I know that there is a way when you get a message, you can direct inside the message, flick down, and as an action, have it translated. Does anybody know if there's an easier way than what I describe? Or is there maybe another message like WhatsApp or anything like that that can do this, what he wants? An easier way than going to a translation first, copy, and then go to message and then paste.
So you are getting a German message and you can have it translated to English. Person on the other side, if he sends an English message to the other person that's Portuguese, can't they translate it to Portuguese?
Yes, totally. Yes.
So why?
But he doesn't want to do this.
It's like somebody wanting to show that they are good at something, right? He wants to do this so that the other person sees them I mean, send a message in Portuguese. Like, oh, wow.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly it. You're right.
That's
exactly
probably
right.
What it is. And he doesn't speak Portuguese, yeah. So he kind of... enough.
How about Apple accessibility support? Because if you're able to get the app to translate within the app, I would think there should be a way to do it the other way.
Yeah, this is about dictating in the iPhone too, but I have kind of I can get the message dictated, but then when I finish the message, I think I'm supposed to double tap to stop the dictation. What happens is that my iPhone just clicks and I keep doing that. And eventually it seems to give up and stop, go back to show me the message that I just dictated.
Jeff, are you doing a two-finger double tap?
One. Am I supposed to do two?
Yes.
When you finish the dictation, you're supposed to do a two-finger double tap?
Yes.
I have really been finding a lot that when I say to my iPhone things like call so-and-so, it will say, even if I wait, it will still say, what do you want to know about John?
I have a kind of theory that to try to accommodate more languages and dialects that they kind of had to dumb it down a little bit.